All right, so today as we continue this week dealing with crime, first of all, we want you to note that today is, or at least starting tonight at Sabbath, the end of the day is Purim, the honoring of Purim. So we have posted a guide on how to pray for Ukraine using resources and some tips that we've learned from multiple people, so feel free to use that. So today we're going to talk about other crimes besides gangs related or specific and fentanyl or drugs. So we're going to look at the crime in the county and what's been going on. So a crime occurs every 5 minutes on average in our county. The overall crime grade is D. Violent is D. Property crime is C+, and the rest are F. Yes. 49th percentile San Bernardino County is for safety, meaning 51% of counties are safer, 49% more dangerous. So we're kind of right there in the middle. The rate of property crime is 19 per 1,000 residents during a standard year. People who live in this county generally consider the central part of the county to be the safest. Your chance of being a victim of property crime may be as high as 1 in 43 in the northwest neighborhoods, as low as 1 in 67 in the central part. Top crime issues are drug crimes at 14%, vandalism 10%, theft 9%, burglary, and auto theft at 5%. At the end of 2019, San Bernardino County, I haven't seen them update it to the 21, homicides had gone up 17%. However, property crime had gone down 10%. Violent crime overall has gone up. So let's just listen to just some recent crimes from headlines in our community. A man was stabbed while breaking up a fight in Victorville. An Apple Valley man was arrested after a high-speed pursuit in a stolen vehicle. Two people were found dead inside a vacant Kmart building in Hesperia. A credit card skimmer was found during an inspection at a Rancho Cucamonga service station. And we've had authorities find a man suffering from a gunshot wound. And these were all in the last several weeks, by the way, in Hesperia. A missing 14-year-old was found dead. Fontana deputies respond to a report of a shooting and found an alleged illegal gambling operation. Fontana deputies arrest a man who is allegedly trying to break into homes in the Rosina Ranch area. Rialto grandfather is recovering after a violent ATM robbery. In Hesperia, a caretaker was arrested after stealing from her 97-year-old client, who was a World War II veteran. A lady was arrested in Barstow on suspicion of carjacking. San Bernardino police investigated a deadly shooting. Hallucinogenic mushrooms, drugs, and firearms were discovered during arrests in Barstow. A California dad driving with his kid was fatally shot in a road rage in our area. And a middle school teacher in Fontana is accused of allegedly inappropriately touching a female student. Now, we could be depressed by all of this, and we will pray about them. But we've seen some prayers answered too. We have been praying about the crime in this area. And if you would join with us and do this as a concerted effort, the next time you hear news of a crime, pray about that crime. Pray that it decreases. The more that we lift up our prayers to God, God is going to bring transformation and reformation, and we will see changes in our county. Prayers that have been answered. An Apple Valley man had hundreds of pieces of stolen mail, credit cards, and fake IDs, and they caught him. In Landers, 29 Palms, Lucerne Valley, Phelan, Apple Valley, and Hesperia, more than 400 illegal marijuana grow houses were busted. San Bernardino man was arrested in connection to a January deadly shooting. A deputy saved the life of a baby during a recent incident. Seven were arrested during a search warrant at a drug house in Apple Valley. Mojave residents were arrested in Barstow for grand theft and other crimes. And a driver arrested in a hit-and-run death of a woman in Victorville was caught. Authorities found a man. Oh, that's it. So let's pray. Father God, this could be depressing. And certainly listening to all this, we could really feel discouraged. But you are a God who transforms lives. You gave us the most beautiful metamorphosis illustration from a caterpillar to a butterfly. Who would think that one would become the other and look so beautiful and freeing? But God, that's the work that you do through the gospel, through the power of your Holy Spirit, through the blood of Jesus, through the work that you did on the cross. You can heal the wounds that many have that cause them to go out and do crazy things. So, Father, we ask that crime would decrease in all of these areas, that we would see homicides go down, property crime go down, violent crime go down, other crimes go down, theft, burglary, vandalism, a lot of stealing, and identity theft. God, we pray for all of these things to go down. We pray, Father, for lives to be transformed, that all of us will pray for people who are considering that, that instead of going to stealing, that they will go to you and they will earn their keep and find creative ways to earn their bills and pay for them and feel happy. We pray, God, for people to be bold in talking to others. We pray for all those involved, the law enforcement, etc., in being able to find them. But we just pray it stops by the lives being changed by the gospel of Jesus, that we be emboldened to share more and disciple people to the point where they're no longer a caterpillar, but they're a butterfly because of the work you did in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.